Dozens of churches in Indonesia come under attack every year, and the country's president is failing to take action to stop it. That's according to a leading Catholic peace activist who has written a report describing the scale of the problem. Since 2006, more than 200 attacks on churches have been recorded by the Indonesian Committee on Religion and Peace under Theophilus Bela, president of the Jakarta Christian Community Forum. In his report submitted to the Catholic Charity and Advocacy Group Aid to the Church in Need, Mr. Bela stated that in the first 5 months of this year alone, there were 14 attacks on churches and 46 in 2010 as a whole. John Pontifex is the head of press and information at Aid to the Church in Need. He told us more about the report.
It's quite understandable that people looking at Indonesia Eastern Asia would think of the country as being Muslim, and of course it is. It is a very strongly Muslim country. But it has in fact got 28.5 million Christians. And these Christians, most of them live perfectly harmoniously with the rest of society. But Aid to the Church in Need has been handed a report by an expert in the subject of abuses against Christian communities. And in this report, the chap by the name of Theophilus Bela, the president of the Jakarta Christian Community Forum, indicates that last year, 2010, there were as many as 46 attacks on churches. And this year alone, the first 5 months of 2011, we've seen actually 11 attacks on churches. So Mr. Bela is calling for is for greater awareness of the plight of the Christian community. And he reckons that, rather than his research, that since the present president came to power in May 2004, there have in fact been 286 attacks on churches in the country, which is higher than at any time except during the country's political uprisings in the late 1990s. So it indicates that the problem isn't going away. In fact, if anything, it's getting worse.
Have the government has been requested to take action, or have they responded at all?
They have been requested to take action, and indeed, Mr. Bela has been very critical of the government's handling. He has said that if there is an attack on Christian churches, the president, quote, sleeps. And if he sleeps, so the quote continues, so do the police. And Mr. Bela says he's concerned because it would seem from his research that the president is bringing into his government influences who he says have an Islamist tendency. So, for example, it would seem that the new minister for minorities and religion has apparently got an Islamist tendency. And, of course, we've seen in Indonesia an enormous amount of concern over the work of the Islamist Abu Bakar Bashir. He's the man who is allegedly involved in the 2002 Bali bombings, which of course were overturned by the Indonesia's Supreme Court. But it would seem that there is a concern that the government in Indonesia can't be very proactive because of the presence of Islamist groups who they don't wish to antagonize unduly. So Mr. Bela's approach to this is to say, well, look, you have to stand up to aggression. You have to stand up for a significant minority group who are directly threatened by this.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, yeah, only to say that Aid to the Church in Need places at the focal, very much the center of its work, a call for prayer. And this is something that we find again and again and again when we go to visit the countries and we visit the Christian communities in question. What they say that they want most of all is to feel that they're not alone, that they have a voice here in the West, and that that voice is both one of calling for information and calling for action, but also calling for prayer. So we ask your listeners, please, to pray for Christians, particularly in countries like Indonesia, who just don't have the rights, the privileges, the opportunities that we perhaps are tempted to take for granted in this country.